Presented poorly?
Presented poorly? That'd be good, too.
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay, not so, a lot of presentation.
Yeah, stupid opinions there. Discussed poorly.
With?
Katie.
And Chris.
Yes. Everything really poorly.
Correct. Yeah.
It's just it goes everywhere.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just
we've already talked about like 18 movies and it's all TV shows.
And this just is an example like how poorly like we had a good conversation that could have been good podcast conversation, but we did not record that.
Right.
So poorly.
Yeah.
We were even poorly recording the podcast.
Well, yeah. Okay, so we're going to talk about television.
And movies.
Maybe music.
Possibly. Although, like, I don't know. Like, I don't really have opinions about music.
Well, really? Like, you do, because we almost got in a fight about Beach House for Studio Projectors.
That's true.
So you
that's
do
true.
Have opinions about music.
Yeah, so maybe we can...
Maybe books. I haven't read a book in a long time.
I had to read books today, and it was a little bit painful. It was just because... Yeah. The only reason I read the books was because, like, I had other things that I had to do.
And that was like your
And I was like, well, I don't want to watch TV because I've just watched a lot of TV and that means that I'm actually admitting...
You're putting off watching TV.
I'm
reading books.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that TV show. It's a pain in the ass. Better read a book.
And you read A Wrinkle in Time today?
I read many books. Some of them for
I read many books. I read many books.
I read A Wrinkle in Time.
Right.
And then I had to finish. How do you say her name?
Langle.
Langle?
I think. I don't
Langle?
Know. There's an apostrophe in there. I think it's
I know.
French.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, it seems like it would be.
I think that there's like something romantic about a name with an apostrophe in it.
I hate it.
A
no,
last
that's
name
terrible.
With an apostrophe? Oh, it's great, I think.
It must be like Italian or French. Maybe that's an apostrophe.
It's brilliant, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I don't know if brilliant's the word, but what about a first name with an apostrophe in it?
In the possessive form, I love it.
When I worked in a pretty low-income school in Washington, there was one kid who had 3 apostrophes in his
Shut
name.
Up.
He did. I think his name was like Jave, and so it was like J-A-I apostrophe, A-I apostrophe. That's only 2 apostrophes, but that is like
that's
that is a legit name. Like, it wasn't like his name was like Jay from Bay or something.
Yeah.
It wasn't like from a language. It was just like his parents were annoying.
They just liked apostrophes.
Yeah.
Wow, just think about like that poor kid. Like he had to dot the I and T.
Yeah.
And
no.
There's a lot of after you're finished writing the name.
There was also a kid, and his name was Heaven. H like Heaven. H-E-A-V-E-N. And like he was a fucking terror, like a horrible child. And all the other kids would make fun of him because his name was Heaven. He tried to be like, it's Kevin. So he would like go by like Kevin was his nickname, but like all the kids knew, like, no, dog, your name's Heaven. Like and that's probably why he was terrible. He was just like, I gotta show I'm tough.
Yeah.
My name is Heaven.
Do you know who tough name? Kevin.
Yeah. Tough name.
Yeah, so we'll talk about things that happen in pop culture.
Hell yes. Okay, yes.
And in very amateur fashion.
Oh, you know what I was thinking?
What?
Is maybe we could talk about, it's kind of late, it's February now, but like our favorite things from 2012.
Okay. I'd have to think about my favorite things from 2012.
I don't know. I know.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I mean, I was just, if we like are stalled.
Okay, that'll be the wild card.
Like musically, if you don't think you like have opinions.
Well, I have nothing. Like, whoa, musically. Wait, did Kanye West come out with an album last year?
No.
So I don't know. I don't know what.
Whenever Kanye West comes out with a thing, it's just number one.
That's
all that matters.
Oh wait, no. Watch the Throne. That came out last year, right?
It did not come out in 2012.
What?
It came out in 2011.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yes, I am sure.
Summer of 2012.
No. Maybe summer 2011. I was listening to that, in the fall of 2011.
Okay.
Kanye, Watch the Throne. And yeah.
Oh, you're right. You're
he
right.
may have. Yeah, come, yeah, he's yeah. come out with like a couple songs probably in 2012.
The Theraflu one.
He's got a Kanye, Kim K production coming out in 2013.
Uh-oh.
Little baby. Yeah.
Oh, good God.
Okay, so.
There's something I wanted to tell you. Like, I have this awesome shirt that's on order. Like,
okay.
Well, there's this Tumblr that's really cool. It's called Kanye Wes Anderson.
Okay, that sounds good.
Like, screenshots of, like, Wes Anderson movies with, like, Kanye West lyrics over them in the Wes Anderson font.
Oh, wow, that sounds really good.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. And they made a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And it's a picture of Richie Tenenbaum with Kanye West glasses.
Okay, cool. But it doesn't have any words?
Nope, it just has that, and then you have to put it together. It's Kanye West and Wes Anderson.
Okay.
It's like a t-shirt visual puzzle for everybody.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so you can tell who's with it.
Yeah, exactly.
By anyone comments. Yeah.
And speaking of also like other t-shirts that I ordered.
Yes.
I ordered an Infinite Jest t-shirt.
You did? Which one? I've been thinking about
it. It's bizarre. Like a skull with like glowing eyes and like 3D effect.
For your entertainment.
Well, not even that. But then it says like, so it's like this collage of like random images. And then like in like this weird lettering that you can't even like really read unless you like are really concentrating. It says something about like didn't realize he was in his father's head or something.
Yeah,
like that.
A little crazy.
Yeah,
I could probably spend like the rest of my life on Infinite Jest blogs on the internet.
Yeah.
My friend Courtney is reading it, and she just sent me a message that was like, I just read a section about how one of the like I don't know how to say. Brothers like got murdered by legless men and like they stuck a like just like a spear up his butthole or something. And she was like, cool bus ride to work. So, yeah. Okay, so when I wanted to get this tattoo, I was gonna get
Katie has an Infinite Jest triangle tattoo.
Yes. But so I was originally just
What is it called?
Sierpinski triangle.
Sierpinski.
So just like I was gonna get like that much, simple, just like it's four triangles.
Uh-huh.
And on the, I was gonna get quotes from like the, what I view to be the four main characters.
Yeah.
So in the like, I was gonna get white ink Hal's,
mm-hmm.
which would just say like, I am in here.
Mm-hmm.
And then Madam Psychosis and her like intro to her show, like empty and void of form. And then it's like, and Lo, like watch that fucker dance, which mm-hmm. I love, which I think is so great. And then something about, like, from Remy about, like, how what you love is what you are and, like, mm-hmm. entertainment. And then the thing from Dawn about, like, spacing out or, like, living in the space between heartbeats.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That would be awesome.
It would have looked dumb in words, but.
Maybe you could have got it in, like, your back or something.
I got skin for more Infinite Jest quotes.
Now, so, like, do you think that those were your four main characters?
To me,
or the four best characters?
Those are my, to me, well, main is so hard to say, but, like, the ones that resonate with me the most are Hal, Marat, I don't know, he's French, so I can't say
his name. There needs to be, like, a YouTube video that just pronounces his name correctly.
I don't want to say French words. So, Remy, I say his first, Hal, Remy, Gately and Joelle, which I think Joelle is the most questionable about those as far as main characters mm-hmm. go. I love a lot of the stuff that
she's
involves
pretty
her.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really great. You think that
I don't know.
Got thrown out of her
know.
Face?
Spoiler alert.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm sure. So far, the most boring podcast ever made. I bet there are podcasts that are just about Infinite Jest. We should listen to that.
We should, and
we
then
check that out.
And then we could do like a weekly wrap up. I'm sure there's so many podcasts just about Infinite Jest that we can each have.
Yeah.
Well, there's too many podcasts, there's too many blogs.
Yeah.
Lord knows there's too many Twitter feeds.
That's
so.
Cool.
All right, yeah.
Community.
Yeah, let's talk about community. Let's go to our actual first subject.
It's written down in this composition book.
Yep.
What else do you have written in that composition book?
I have like more stupid opinions and dumb ideas. It's just all dumb stuff. But look, this is a list of movies that I wanted to see.
Okay. I have a list that I wrote. Well, I've seen some of them now. Okay, what do you got?
Wow, there's like 100. That's very long. Yeah, there's 100 here on this list.
Just pick some top picks.
Shut Up and Play the Hits. I want to see that.
Did you watch? Have you seen it?
Yeah, I won't.
That's the documentary about LCD Sound System's James.
I don't know. It's, their last show. Yeah.
Is that his name? What is his? You don't know his name.
I don't know his name. LCD Sound
Mercer
System.
Mercer Murphy
guy.
James.
Yeah, and Chuck Klosterman is the guy that interviews him.
Yeah,
and
so, okay.
This is like a list, like I went through and like I watched, like Criterion had like their 100 best films of 2012.
Okay.
I think I sent you a video.
Yeah, I watched that.
And I went through and I was like, oh my God, I got it.
I wrote those ones that I wanted to see too, but I don't have that. I don't know that much.
And then Skyfall's on there, which I just saw recently.
Did you like it?
Eh.
I've never seen a James Bond movie all the way through and I don't really care, so,
okay. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I think you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the Skyfall song by Adele.
Remember it.
It's great.
When the sky falls.
Let the sky fall. Let the sky fall.
Let the sky fall.
Let the sky fall. When it falls.
When it crumbles.
It's really good.
Yeah, like The Master, Zero Dark Thirty, which I still have not seen.
I really want to see that.
Me too. Well, not really. I don't really want to see it. I do want to see it.
I think it'll be worth your time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really want to see Holy Motors. I really want to see that movie.
French again.
Ugh. Such hater on the French. I'm putting stars next to that one because you don't want to see it.
Okay. This is a really old list because I still haven't seen Cabin in the Woods, which I really want to see.
Oh, that's good. I liked it.
Yeah, I really want to see that. The Imposter, which I have seen. Have you seen that?
The Imposter.
It's a documentary about this child who goes
missing. Oh, you told me. Yeah, yeah,
and it's
like
French dude gets arrested and he doesn't know what to do. And he like somehow figures out the name of this missing person.
Mm-hmm.
And the family comes to get him, and they're just so excited that their family member is alive that they're like, it's him! Even though he looks fucking nothing like him. He speaks with a French accent.
That's just like the plot of The Changeling.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. But yeah, it's fucking nuts. Like, it's a real story about this really mentally disturbed man who has been busted maybe hundreds of times for impersonating people that he's not. So good. It's really great. Super fun. Super fun to watch. Yeah, it was great.
So what's another one that you have? Oh, this is one that I want to see.
Exciting ones.
The Gray. I don't know how that came up.
The Liam Neeson one?
Yes.
I haven't seen that either.
This may be...
Yeah, like that on there?
This may be like a two list.
Did you just write every movie that they said?
Yeah, I did.
You want to see?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to kind of catch up, you know?
Yeah.
Have you
seen Amour? That's
no,
really good.
No, but I don't like Michael Haneke.
I don't really know who that is.
He did Funny Games, and he did...
Oh, I thought that looked good. I never saw that.
He liked it so much he made it twice, so I don't know. But,
I have mostly, like, documentaries on here.
Ugh, I hate watching documentaries. I literally hate them.
One of my friends always likes to watch documentaries about fucking, like, the universe and, like, do we need the moon? Or, like, shit that I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I want to watch, like, true crime stories.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen The Staircase? I've heard that that's just fucking incredible.
No.
It's a six-hour miniseries about...
A six-hour documentary miniseries?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it sounds so good. I think people say it's just, like, the fucking best documentary. 6 hours. They're like,
count me out.
Oh, I
count
think
me
so great.
Out.
If The Sound of My Voice was a real documentary, would you love that? What those filmmakers are trying to make?
Yes, I would love that.
You would like that? Yeah. You think that she was like a real time traveler?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Maybe she was. Like, I just like time travel.
It just sounds complicated. It sounds messy.
Well, did you see Looper?
I want to see Looper. I think I've heard it's great.
Check it out. Yeah, it's good.
Okay. And I just watched Your Sister's Sister. Did you watch that?
Nope.
It turned out to be like a romantic comedy and not exciting.
Yeah.
It's Mark Duplass and he acts in it. He doesn't really
Oh, okay, right. Did you see Safety Not Guaranteed?
Oh, no, I didn't. But it looked good. Okay.
Time travel.
If you awesome. Believe in it, okay.
I don't think they worked at a cop shop, did they? Was that their job?
Rachel did. Jennifer Aniston worked
there. That was her job?
For a while.
Oh, man.
Seasons.
Thank God I did not watch that show, or else I would have been like, what the
you
fuck?
Know what?
Why are these people
we,
doing
like,
things?
All of America was in the same delusion at that point in our lives.
I didn't watch it.
We just thought Friends was great. Everyone liked it. There was no one that was like, yes, this is kind of dumb. Like, everybody was just like, love it.
I was like that. I was like, I don't know. I'm going to get friends. I don't know what's going on.
We all loved it.
Well, speak for yourself. I was not.
America loved it.
And the thing was, like, it came on, like, right before Seinfeld.
It wasn't smart, but it was fun. It was funny. People liked it. I liked it. I was, like, 12. I don't know. Of course I liked it. I was like, oh, look at these pretty people in New York. They're kissing, and they kiss different ones.
I remember the first time I heard about Friends, and like I was in like junior high, and it was like the first or second season, and one of my buddies, he just was like, hey, you should really check out this show Friends. It has three gorgeous girls, and they all have huge boobs on it.
Do they?
And that's all he said.
Do they really all have huge boobs?
I don't know. Like, he showed
me...
He showed me an entertainment magazine with just the three girls, and they're all
like,
in
these tight
sweaters.
You gotta watch the show!
And I was sold. I was like, I gotta check it out. And then, there's like, 5 minutes in, I was like, yeah, not so much.
Lisa Kudrow's funny.
She's great. She's amazing. She claims she was a virgin until she was married.
Really? I've never heard that.
Crazy, right?
Dumb, yeah, it's weird.
I don't know, like, she made $1 billion, you know?
And it was because she was a virgin until she got married?
Well, no, probably not.
We're never gonna be billionaires.
But, she also was in, like, one of my all-time favorite movies.
Which is?
Happy Endings. Did you see that?
No.
Awesome.
I don't know what that is.
NBC's, all their old shows
can
are gone.
Can we say that NBC is full of idiots?
Yeah, well...
They let The Office carry on till it was just, like, the worst television ever.
Yep.
They're trying to retool Up All Night.
Oh,
well, they're just
okay.
Like, let's just, like, make, like, switch it up till it's successful. But now, just, like, Christine Applegate's like, I don't want to be on it if you're going to do that. So, like, they don't even know what kind of fucking show it's going to be.
They're the worst,
yeah.
They're
shit in the bed.
Well, like... Did you watch the end of 30 Rock?
I didn't. I haven't watched the season at all. I really want to, and I am up to date until this season, but I just, like, I'm going to watch it all in one.
Well, it's done.
I know.
It's done.
I'm going to watch it.
But
I heard they did it, that they just were great.
They hit that sweet spot where it was just, like, they had enough exposure to be, like, credible and be, like, appreciated critically and get a following. But not get overexposure like The Office. And that's where I feel like you make the best TV.
Yeah.
It's like where you're still kind of like, well, let's try to get 9 million viewers or whatnot.
But yeah, but you have to have that room to experiment a little. And
yeah, and they totally did.
But also, he's a really shitty rapper.
Shut up.
He's terrible.
He's great.
No, he's not.
Oh, well,
He's a hilarious man and a great actor and a babe, as I've said.
Okay.
But he thinks he's, like, a really good rapper, and Childish Gambino ain't shit.
Oh, my
shit.
Goodness.
Shit. Are you kidding? No.
No. If you give me a rapper that has, that just has like bravado like coming out of their eyes, like that's what rap is.
That's what rap is. Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
And he's just, and but he does also it, has and like I will very like poor lyrical content.
Shut up.
Have you been listening to rap music?
I've been listening to Childish Gambino, and I think it's amazing.
But that is that all you're listening to?
No, Kanye West also.
Okay. You really got to expand. I mean, I hate to shit talk Donald Glover because, as I've said, he's a lovely man. But like as far as his rap goes, he's not doing it.
I disagree. Like, he has lyrics that are great. Like, they're so funny.
That's what rappers do. He's not like funnier than other rappers. He's not. Have you ever listened to like a Lil Wayne mixtape?
No, I haven't.
They're fucking great. They're so good and hilarious.
Okay. Well, next time I will listen to the album again and make like a list of all the.
Okay, and then we'll
lyrics.
Listen to Dedication 4, Lil Wayne's mixtape. We'll
all right. Okay, that'll be for the next podcast.
Two of the whitest motherfuckers talking about rap music.
Yeah, we'll come up with the top 10 funniest rap lyrics.
Okay.
We'll have a month to do it. Top 10 funniest rap lyrics, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about.
It's done. We're in it. All right. I'm done. I'm into it.
It's yeah.
It's a thing. Are yours all going to be from Childish Gambino? Kanye's funny sometimes. That was him. I would have married Kate and Ashley.
I was him. I would have married Kate and Ashley.
That doesn't even make sense, Kanye.
Yeah, it does.
And it sounds like he's saying Chris Williams.
Chris Williams.
Instead of Prince William.
Chris Williams.
And he's like, Chris Williams, do it right if you ask me. If I was him, I would have married Kate and Ashley.
Chris Williams ain't do it right if you ask me. Cause I was him, I would have
married Kate and Ashley.
But like, no. Married Kate and
I?
No. Come on, Kanye. Okay, but anyway. Okay, let's do it. Okay.
Alright, well, let's take a break. Because I have to go to the bathroom.